Their little group continued to watch the dance for longer than any of them were actually amused by it, each of them unwilling to break away if the others were entranced. Vera spoke first.
"If you don't mind, I think I would like to go."
"I would too," Constance said. "As for the dancing, it is curious, but rather repetitive." Justin turned to Vera. "Perhaps we should walk to the railway station and see if there's any news of the land officer's arrival." "Why don't we all come along?" Dennis said. "There is a native and Indian market near there. Miss Tolliver might find some trinkets to take home as souvenirs of her visit."
"Africa is the most fascinating place I can imagine," she said. "I feel as if I never would be bored here, not ever."
"I understand that very well," Dennis said. "Africa does beguile one." "I am beguiled," the Duke said. But of course he was looking at Constance. Vera glanced at Justin, who surprised her by seeming perfectly in accord with what had been said. She was sure he was only being polite. They started uphill in the direction of the station, but decided to stop at the guest house to refresh themselves before going on. Madame Gillet invited them to take tea and put out some of her excellent madeleines. They had barely taken their seats in her front parlour when a loud knock came at the front door. Within seconds, a police sergeant, a Goan by the look of him, was shown in. He went to Finch Hatton, stood at attention, and saluted crisply.
"Mr. Tolliver, sir, A.D.S. Lovett sent me to fetch you. There's been a murder, sir."
Justin rose. "I am A.D.S. Tolliver," he said. The man performed a perfect right face and saluted again.
"Begging your pardon, sir. Tell me, who has been murdered, sergeant?"
"The woman who performs the emuratari, sir."
"Woman?"
Vera took in a breath.
"Emuratari is the Maasai word for the rite in which boys become men."
"It's only for boys," Finch Hatton said. "Also for girls," the sergeant said with a grimace. Tolliver reached for his pith helmet, certain Vera would see his leaving as a betrayal. Their land inspection was supposed to come first, and she would balk at having to look for that message from the land officer by herself, but he felt compelled to answer Lovett's call. Vera took her hat too.
"Let's step outside a moment."
Her voice was determined. Justin was relieved that it wasn't harsh. When they went out the front door, the sergeant stepped off a few feet and looked away.
"You must go and find out what happened," Vera said at once.
"But the land officer," he said.
"He's not here yet. He said he might be here by today, but that it would most likely not be until tomorrow, perhaps even Saturday. You must go and find out what happened, Justin. I'm very afraid."
"You don't think Ramsay," he started to say, but saw anxiety in her eyes. Her fears were the same as his. "They are missionaries," he said. "Do we really think they would do such a thing?"
"No," Vera said vehemently. "But given how he and Miss Van Slyke have been acting, they will be suspected. You must do whatever you can to help them clear their names."
"I want to," Tolliver said, his blood up more, if he admitted it, because of the challenge of a crime to solve than in any hope of clearing the missionaries' names. The game's afoot, he thought. Once more into the breach. He felt fully alive. She gave him something between a smile and a smirk.
"Of course you want to."
And he saw in her eyes that she read his thoughts.
"Go ahead, A.D.S. Tolliver. I will go to the station and see to the land officer."
He squeezed both her hands in his. "You must be careful. Stay with the others. Keep close to them.
Promise me."
"I certainly will."
He gave her a quick kiss and followed the sergeant down the hill.